This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. Ohio native Clarence H. White is considered one of the founding fathers of artistic photography. His work is now being celebrated at the Cleveland Museum of Art. On this week's State of the Arts, I explore the new exhibit, Clarence H. White and His World.
Clarence H. White is Ohio's most famous and important historic photographer, and not too many people here really know who he is.
That's Cleveland Museum of Art Curator of Photography Barbara Tenenbaum.
He actually made Newark, Ohio, a hotbed of radical photo activity in the years right around 1900. It was a time when most people did not consider photography an art form.
White was part of the pictorialist movement, arguing that photography had a place in fine art.
Clarence White was at the heart of that movement, along with some other major figures like Alfred Stieglitz from New York, Edward Steichen. And so he really had a hand in changing the course of photography in America and in the world.
Teaching himself photography in Newark, White worked around his day job as an accountant for a wholesale grocer, taking low-light photos in early morning and late evening hours. His mostly female models were dressed in flowing gowns, holding contemplative poses.
But they're always very still. And it harkens back to an ideal of an era from the agricultural days, or a kind of time of leisure for women that never really existed.
These soft, focused, almost ghostly photographs mirrored what the American Impressionists of the era were painting.
This was one of the ideals of art at the time. It was to take you away from the present. Not to put you in the present, but to take you away from the present. And there was the whole concept of creating art that was timeless.
White primarily used a process of platinum photography, which allowed him to alter his images.
He really, and the pictorialists in general, they didn't have to capture what was in front of them. They could create whatever they wanted in their mind using the camera and then various techniques of development, manipulation, hand alteration, drawing on the work. So it was really for them a medium, not a fact, but of imagination.
And his work that we see around us was a big step in making photography an art form like we know today.
Absolutely. And he thought of himself as an artist. And in 1904, he actually had the courage to quit his job and become a full-time photographer. And so he took magazine and illustration and book illustration commissions, and also traveled around doing portraits.
In 1906, White moved to New York City, in part to continue a collaboration with Alfred Stieglitz. Before the pair had a falling out in 1912, they worked on a series of nudes, pushing their photography further into the realm of fine art. But at that time, you could not feed a family that way.
He was doing some commissions, but it wasn't quite paying the bills, and so he got a job teaching. And that interested him very much in the whole idea of passing along this notion of photography and training people not as technical experts or commercial photographers, but teaching people how to think about photography as a medium and as an art form.
In 1914, White established one of America's first photography schools, training the next generation of artists.
And it really became the first place to get a wide-ranging artistic education in photography that included theory, processes, composition being taught by painters.
At the age of 54, Clarence H. White died suddenly of a brain aneurysm while leading students on a photography trip to Mexico City. He left behind an indelible mark on photography as we know it today.
It's important, I think, that Ohioans recognize his contributions and the fact that we were once a center of radical photography.
With this week's State of the Arts, I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.